This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together the book Ganah Shalom, the Garden of Peace by Rav Shalom Arush, on page 140 in the Hebrew version. Remarkably, we're not even halfway through yet. Isn't that amazing? We're not even halfway through. We've done how long? I know, 6 months it seems. But how much have we covered? 6 months.
No, it was longer.
More? I know, yeah, longer. We're doing from last year. Every single day, half an hour, however long it was. And we're still only... see how much there is to... We're only halfway. It's amazing. I don't know what's left to talk about. I guess we're going to find out. I thought we'd already covered everything, but no, we're only halfway. Amazing. Yofi, top. We are in the chapter dealing with the relationship between husband and his wife. And in particular, the difficulty that a husband has when he falls into lust for his wife. Lachen muvan shemisha yesho tava liyot mishto. Therefore, should be understood that a person who has lust to be with his wife, ze onesh, is a punishment. Umeachav yadua shekol din sheyesh al adam umesibat gaava shelo. And since we know that all judgment that comes on a person is as a result of his ga'ava, his arrogance. Why? Kol tachlit hadinim, because the whole purpose of the judgment, he lahachnia et ha-ga'ava shel adam. The whole purpose of the judgment is just to subdue, reduce the ga'ava of a person. That's the reason why we have judgments. Shem being kind to us, he says, you're arrogant. I need to put judgments on you to reduce, to remove that arrogance. Because I'm being kind. So, and therefore, any time when a person sees he has on himself judgments, he needs to bring himself down, to subdue himself. Because otherwise, the judgments are going to continue. Because the purpose of the judgment is to bring him down, to bring me lower. That's the reason I've got judgments on, because I'm so arrogant. So if I don't bring myself lower and I let myself say arrogant, then the judgment's going to carry on.
It's like you complain. Complain is like because you're arrogant. So they give you more.
And they give you more and they continue and they don't go away. I'm fighting.
This is your verse.
Right, because I'm fighting. I need to stop fighting, put up my white flag and say, I'm sorry Hashem, you're right, I'm wrong. I've done something wrong here, that's why there are judgments on me. Please show me what I've done wrong so I can do teshuva on it. And teshuva needs to be done from simcha. Not teshuva from sadness. Hashem, you're beating me up. Hashem, you're being mean to me. Oh, I have to do teshuva now. Oh, that's not teshuva. That's moaning and complaining still. You're calling it teshuva, but I'm still moaning and complaining. I'm still fighting him. But instead of fighting him in an angry way, I'm fighting him in a passive way. And I'm being sad and sulky and moany and depressed. Still fighting. I'm still fighting. And it doesn't remove my gaava.
Good way is to see this. Let's say this alone. Maybe money, money, money. In happiness to see it is more difficult to judge. Let's say you can seek, you can exit from that. When you see this side, you're happy with this. Yeah? You don't only have money problems or whatever. It is for saying you're sure. Then
I have to try and find all different ways of being happy about it. Yeah. Looking for the good within it. Why is this good for me? There must be something good in this. Say thank you to Hashem, I don't know why it's good, but I'm trusting you that it must be good, even though I don't know. All different ways. And each person, and even a person in a different situation, he needs something different. Like last time I got sick, I managed to get out of it by telling myself it was all for the best. But this time I'm sick, I tried that, it didn't work. So this time I need to try different. I need to start dancing. I need to try something different. Right, each time the Yetzer Hara is going to give me a different way. Because if I have an easy way out, then fine, it's not a test anymore. Right? So it's still going to be a test, and each test is a new and more difficult test that I need to find another piece of myself, another piece of Hashem, another something to grow. And this time, I don't know how I'm going to get out of it, but this time I'm going to have to find some other way. And each time I'm creating something new, a new path, right? There's a new path. So this time I decided to put some music on and dance around the kitchen with Dugma, right? I haven't done that before, but now I've done that, so I've created a new path, I've created a new derech of Avodat Hashem I never had before. Right? Hashem made me into it, I had no other choice. Another time I went to see Rabbi Arash, it's the first time I've ever done that. Never done that before, never spoken to my rabbi about it. So again, I'm creating something, a new way of serving Hashem, a new Avodat Hashem, that results only because Hashem put me in the pit. Another time, I spoke to my wife about it. I really opened up and expressed that I can't take it anymore and I'm sad. And I was like, Yofi, even that also good. All of these only come because I fell. If I hadn't fallen, I would never have done any of these things. Yofi. So I'd go out and do 6 hours in the field, whatever it is that I did. Hashem wanted me to have the benefit of doing that thing. But he knows there's no way he's going to get me to dance around the kitchen. There's no way he's going to get me to do 6 hours. There's no way he's going to go and get me to speak to Rabbi Arash. But he wants me to do that. It's good for my neshama. So what did he do? I'm going to make you do that. I'm going to put you in a situation. You've got no other choice. You're going to have to do something crazy like that in order to get out of where you are.
I read yesterday about Rabbi Nathan. He's letter to his son. Because there are a lot of difficulties, all the questions and that. And they say, it's good that we have a lot of embarrassment, because they say, well, look, take this picture. After 120, when you pass away, you're in your cave, and you see the wombs is coming, you listen to the wombs, and every bite you feel it. Yeah? But when you have the embarrassment here in this world, and you suffer for this,
you don't feel it.
When you have this fiction in your mind, you say, go with this world. That's true. I believe I hear this world here. You have all this time, this fiction in your mind.
Mimele Muvan Kasha, She Yoshlo Tavanyov, Sheze, Si Hadinim. Alam Lachniat Atmo. Therefore, when a husband sees that he's got ta'avah, taniyot, when he sees that he's got a lust for his wife, he should know that this is the height of judgment on him. This is a judgment that's made him have that, because it's ga'avah. Alav lachniyat etzmo. Therefore, his remedy is to humble himself. When a person sees that he's got lust for his wife, lust for women, right? He should know that he needs to humble himself, because the root of that is in a judgment, because it's a punishment. It's a big punishment. I'm saying it's a big punishment to have that lust. It's not a good thing, right? Most people in this world think it's the best thing, right? They're very happy with that, but it's a punishment. It kills a person. It takes him out of this world, makes him crazy, makes him frustrated, makes him angry, makes him crazy. It's a big punishment. And it's even bigger because it's hidden. At least with a punishment, you know, like if someone comes to give you a smack or a whip, you know you're going to get hit, you know it's going to hurt, and you keep away from it. But this, you don't even realize is a punishment, so you don't keep away. In fact, people run to do things which give them lust. Right? And it's actually a punishment. So what's he saying? So the true understanding is that when a person sees that he has lust, he should realize and that's actually a judgment on him. He's got dinim on him. And the way to get out of it is to humble himself. To make himself humble. There's a whole question of how you do that. How you make yourself humble. Okay, I should be humble now. How do I do that? What does that mean? That's some work. So obviously a big part of it is I need to ask Hashem. Hashem helped me to be humble. Right? Even if I knew all and had a book on being humble and I followed everything in the book, even if I had instructions on how to be humble, it wouldn't be. It's only from Hashem that's going to allow me to be humble. So the major thing is Hashem. Hashem, show me how I need to be humble. Also, there's practical things too. I need to watch how I'm talking, watch that I'm not giving my opinion to everyone, but, you know, things, just watch that I'm not being angry at people, make sure I'm not thinking thoughts of how good I am. So, there are things that I can do as well. But the main thing, even with all of them, is Hashem, I see that I must have lots of ga'avah at the moment. Help me. Help me not to have ga'avah. Right? I don't want to suffer. I don't want to have to make you push me down to the ground. Right? This famous story of Rabbi Nachman in his was in Yomim Narayim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I can't remember, one of them, some other time like that. He's wearing his white kittel. And they're walking home from shul, and at one point, Rabbi Natan was with him, and he writes about it. Rabbi Nachman just threw himself down into the mud. Just threw himself into the mud. Right, to teach, no, well, I know, he needed to, or he didn't need to, or he was just to teach the students. Well, Pramash, sometimes we have to do that. When we see that our ga'avah is getting the best of us, right, sometimes, like, a person can do that maybe when they're angry or upset, right, and I realise I'm angry and upset, and I just can't shake it, I can't get out of it, because I'm in the middle of, and I can't stop myself. Throw myself on the floor. Throw yourself on the floor to do something stut, does something low, something whatever. You're going to get out of it, right? It's going to go. It'll disappear. Right? Humble yourself. It takes away the... Yeah. Babash. If you're in a mood, just to bring the mood, you have to... The other big eitzah that Rav Nachman says is to do davar shtut. Something stupid. You have to do something mamash stupid. You can't get out of it, out of that craziness that's in your head. You have to do something stupid. And it disappears. Better to do something stupid in front of someone. It's more humility. Your wife. Right? You're in the middle of an argument with your wife, le dogma, for example, and you just sit there like, what am I arguing? What am I crazy? This is right. Do something stupid. Right? You're sitting there at the breakfast table, whatever, just shout, and then it's just like, where is this going? I'm just like, this is just like destroying me and that, right? Get off the chair, go lie on the floor on your back, and stick your feet in the air. Right? I can guarantee all that thing will just disappear like it was never there. We're gone. Couldn't do that once. You try that, or twice, but you know, after a while, it doesn't become. You have to. Come on, right? But the idea is what's going to get. It breaks the Yetzirah. Right? The Yetzirah takes itself too seriously. I'm so important. I'm so serious. This is important. I'm good. Right? And we have to. We're not. FS. When we realize we're nothing, and Hashem starts smiling, yeah, Hashem is in on the joke too, he starts smiling, like, fine, everything's good.
Well, I have a story.
Get rid of that though.
I have a story for that. We're painting our place, and so we have people coming in and bringing paint in. We couldn't find one of the cats, so my wife spent 2 hours in the dark calling out the cat's name
Why the dog?
Dira.
Didn't have any lights?
And, you know, I tell her, you got to pray to Hashem for the cat.
Uh-huh.
She comes back in after 2 hours, crying her head off. We open the door, the cat's sitting in her chair, just going, meow.
Yofi. Pray and give some money to charity. If you've got a charity box, just put a coin in. It's a good segula. Mm-hmm. We always tell our kids when they lose anything. Usually running around, where's my hairbrush? Where's my hairbrush? Where's my hairbrush?
You too?
Yeah. Girls, what do you want? Right? Did you pray to Hashem? No. Pray to Hashem, don't want to. Look, it's what if I do or not? Yeah. Put a coin, like, to pray to Hashem is, if you mean that you can't, stop, put a coin in the chat. Put a coin in the chat. You found it? Baruch Hashem. tell
okay, so I gotta
tomorrow.
Tell them that